So in the moments before starting to speak here, I was thinking about the instructions I'll do today, and I heard someone sitting down in the chair, and the chair squeaked. And there was no reaction in my mind to that. There was no thoughts really about it, maybe because I was primed about the instructions. I kind of just noticed that the sound of the squeak just went through my ears, and it had no... Is that loud enough for you? Okay. There was no reaction, and I didn't do anything with it, except now think about it as an example for you. But the idea that just a sound, so simple, and certainly I was aware of it, but I didn't do anything with it. At the same time, the mindfulness, the recognition was not that strong either. It just kind of passed through. But I could have, and I did, kind of have a little higher level of recognition of it in the process of thinking about these instructions. When I sat a three-month retreat once, the person who sat next to me would always come into the hall late, but always would march in like he had work boots on, like heavy steps. Like, it was amazing to hear these steps always coming in late. And then would sit down and like, well, must have been out running because heavy breathing. And then once the heavy breathing quieted down, would rip off the Velcro zipper of his jacket. And then there'd be heavy breathing for a little while and then settle down again. And it was kind of remarkable, kind of amazing kind of event. But every time. So at the beginning of the retreat, it got me activated each time. It took me a while for my mind to settle down. But as the retreat went along, at some point in the retreat, it was a three-month retreat, so it took a while maybe. It was just sound. And in fact, not only was it just sound, but I actually appreciated it because it was just another thing to clearly know in the moment. And it was just, you know, this was just another kind of event to be mindful of, and I appreciated the chance to be mindful, to have this clear, relaxed, open recognition of it. And it was a clear recognition. It wasn't like I was just kind of half aware of it. It's like, okay, this is what's happening. But there was no reactivity, and there were no constructs of what this meant for me. You know, like, oh, you know, what's going on here? I was on the brink of full enlightenment, or I was finally getting settled and had a chance of getting concentrated, and this person disturbed my meditation. And how could they do this to me? And I was indignant, and a lot of that, you know, me, myself, and mine was that constructed world. And I got swept up in it. But as the retreat went along, it was less and less and less of that. And then it was just something simple and relaxed to be mindful of. So to make that distinction in the clarity of our mindfulness between a mindfulness which is that simplicity, just the sound of a squeak, it's just an itch on my nose, or just something simple, without distinguishing that from being aware with all this reactivity to it, what goes on. And so to begin appreciating this non-reactive awareness, that begins to allowing us, just that is powerful. But then once we have that, then we can also start distinguishing how that non-reactive awareness maybe can feel like it's profound. Like there's a knowing from some place that's very settled, stable, centered, here in some deeper way that's not from the control tower up above. So I'll guide you through a common exercise that I do here, mindfulness of the hand. If you know it and that's not the neutral place that this exercise is meant to have you focus on, you're welcome to focus on something else that's maybe more neutral. And something in your body, ideally. And the exercise is less about knowing the sensations of your hand and more, and I'll direct you when it's time for this, but it has more to do with becoming sensitive or aware of the quality of your attention, what goes on when you're attending and being present for the hand, and the different ways in which attention can be, awareness can happen for you. So you're a little bit wiser or clearer to be able to distinguish different ways in which you're, by which you're aware. And being able to make that distinctions maybe will then support you in choosing a way of being aware that is most supportive for you. Maybe even the most profound for you. Profound attention. So to begin, by first settling in before we go to the hand, and beginning with a simple global awareness of your body, in whatever way that's easy for you. Doesn't have to be a whole body, but whatever the broadest awareness of your body is, that's easy. And you might notice that you do have reactivity and thoughts from the control tower about your body and how it feels. But for the moment, for a few moments, to feel in your body how the body experiences itself. Maybe a little bit bypassing the reactivity and the thoughts if you have them. To give the body a chance to feel, to sense itself. And within the body, to be aware of how the body experiences breathing. What in the body is activated with movement and pressure and release of pressure, expansion and contraction as you breathe? Maybe relaxing a bit as you exhale. And then taking a few moments to continue to feel through your body and sense it. But feel or sense the control tower or the location in your body where maybe the mind thinks a lot or where reactivity and constructions and reactions to what's happening and commentary about what's happening. Feel where that, feel where that is within you. Does it come with sensations of agitation, pressure, tightness? Resistance, pulling back or pushing forward in some way. Is there a contraction and a pulling into some center in the head? Is there some association with the center of thinking or reactivity? With this is me, this is who I am. And in that way, the me, the I, is reduced to this little place where thinking, reacting, imagining, constructing occurs. And what are the sensations, the physicality of that? And perhaps as you exhale, so let there be a gentling of that thinking mind, a quieting or a calming, a settling. The relaxings of muscles around the head and forehead. And then to open your awareness to feel the sensations of your hand. Whichever hand is easy for you. Feeling the sensations of your fingers. The top of the hand. The palm of the hand. The sensation of touch, where the hand is touching something. Another part of your body, touching your clothes. Touching the other hand. To be attentive to the hand usually means that more sensations are known in your hand than would have been known if you just continued without particularly focusing on the hand. The hand, in a sense, becomes more alive with sensations of tingling, pulsing, temperature, vibration, weight and light, heaviness and lightness. Some of the sensations of the hand might border on being unpleasant or pleasant. or clearly pleasant and unpleasant, subtle aches. So as you feel the sensations of your hand, what's the quality or characteristic of how you're aware of them? Are you doing it reluctantly? Eagerly? Are you bearing down on your hand, or is awareness holding itself far away? Is there a strain to know the hand? Or is there a complacency just going along with the exercise without much real care and really knowing it, feeling it? Is your awareness more from a distance in the head and the control tower, knowing it, thinking about it? Or is the awareness more in the hand itself? Like in the intimacy of sensations being sensed. Maybe you're having some reactivity to all this. That's okay. But to know that clearly. And can you put this reactivity to the side and spend a few moments here allowing the hand to reveal itself to you, the sensations, in a non-reactive way, just known, just sensed. Partly so you see the distinction between reactive knowing and something that's radically simple. Radically simple knowing, sensing, feeling. And then calmly, maybe slowly, switch your attention from the hand to how the body experiences breathing. Knowing, recognizing how inhaling is experienced differently than exhaling. If there is a reactivity to knowing breathing or going along with this exercise, know the reactivity. It's okay, just know it. Maybe know it without participating in the reactivity. There might be judgments or commentary about the breathing or your ability to be with the breath. And if there is that reactivity or commentary, by knowing it clearly, maybe then you can see separately the experience of breathing itself, independent of the commentary, the reactivity. Feeling and sensing the shifting, changing sensations of breathing. As you exhale, relaxing with the exhale. Or if relaxing is a bit much, maybe more subtly, let there be a gentling of the body as you exhale. Feeling, sensing, knowing the inhale as if there is no past and future, as if the inhale is the only thing, in a kind of timeless present. So the inhale is allowed to be itself, the sensations, each sensation can just be as it comes and goes, without reference to anything future, or present, or past. Exhale. It can be present without reference to anything beyond itself, just the exhale. Without reference to trying to do something or attain anything, It's just the simplicity of an exhale. That's distinct from the reactions and commentary. Following the exhale all the way to its end. And where the exhale ends and the inhale begins, let there be a, let thinking be quiet for a moment. Letting go of thoughts, the end of your exhale. And where the exhale ends, where thoughts end, with the arising of the inhale, maybe there's also the arising of a profound attention. The kind of deep embodied awareness from your core, from your center. That knows the inhale. That feels the exhale. A place of quietness deep inside, a sensing, knowing of breathing. A place that can gently, lovingly let go of thoughts. as we come to the end of the sitting, imagine for a few moments that all your reactivity, all your constructions of me, myself, and mine, the legacy of it all, has formed a hard, thick surface, like a thick sheet of ice on a lake. And if you come from the top of the lake, top of the ice, to address it, to whatever you send there, whatever knowing and awareness of the ice that you do from the top, it touches it and freezes as well. Because the knowing is subtly, maybe, or not so subtly, part of the reactivity. And it's just so hard. Sometimes the awareness just bounces right off. But then, there's a different way of relating to the ice. And that is that in the depths of the lake, there's a warm spring of water that flows up. And that warmth flows up and warms the warms the ice from below. And it begins to melt. If we're aware from the control tower and might be subtly be reactivity, commentary, attitudes that just contribute to more reactivity, more of the same legacy, it can be much harder to be present for ourselves. But if you come from below, not from the control tower, come from below, from the core, the somatic center inside, from a profound attention that has some quality of warmth, tenderness, gentleness, non-reactivity, and just there to feel and sense, and not part of the fight, flight, and freeze mechanisms, but part of the approach, soothe, nurture. Nourish. From where would that deep, profound awareness arise out of? And what might it be like for it to gently touch and warm whatever is challenging for you? To bring this sitting to an end, you can take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Feel your body, feel your chair, your cushion. And then with this bow to all of you, in person and online, the sitting ends. So when mindfulness is taught, it might seem as if mindfulness is just one thing. And then probably, if that's the case, then different people will interpret what mindfulness is in different one ways. But our capacity to be aware, or the capacities, are actually many. There's many faculties for being aware. Just like you can hear, you can taste, you can smell. More deeply, kind of a deeper inner mental way, you can feel the sensations. You can know, where you actually recognize what that is. A little bit of a cognitive knowing. It's also possible to just settle back and just observe your experience. That's not quite feeling and not quite, you know, the act of cognizing, recognizing, just observing. And there's other ways of knowing, of being aware. And so there's being aware from the control tower. Like there's some feeling that the locus of the person who knows, the person who's being mindful, is in some kind of up in the head, up in the someplace. That's where it all, the operation is being directed from. It's also possible to have a feeling that the locus of awareness, where it's coming from, is somehow in the body, in some deeper place than the control tower. And what that place is will be different from different people. Maybe at times that way of being present and aware can feel like it's kind of part of an inner stillness or an inner silence, inner softness or warmth. And to be able to have this profound awareness that each of us finds in our own way, it can be different for each of us. But part of how we know it's there is that it's non-reactive. It's not doing a lot of commentary. It's not part of the constructions of me, myself, and mine. And it's very different to be aware from this profound place. And it's like, you know, coming from below and melting the ice from below with the warmth versus, I don't know, trying to use snow to melt the ice from above. So I don't know if this idea of profound attention makes sense to you at this point, so I wouldn't worry about it if it doesn't. But someday it will. And by hearing about it, maybe you'll be a little bit more, you'll be ready to recognize it earlier in your practice than later. And I suspect that you will never know this, your capacity for profound attention, a deep way of seeing and recognizing and being present without giving yourself a lot of time. Being here at the retreat center, doing each thing you do, whatever you're doing, as if time is irrelevant, just this for the moment. You have time to really feel and sense. And for me, the alternative to that is the mind that, as you're doing one thing, is already thinking about the next thing. Or as you're doing one thing, it's already thinking about tomorrow, or thinking about yesterday, or something else. And you haven't given yourself time for awareness to really be with the experience. There is a granting or a giving of time that's indistinguishable from giving awareness to whatever you're aware of. So as you go around the day today and the different things you're doing, doesn't mean you have to do things slow, but it does mean you have to give just the fullness of time to each thing you do. And maybe there will be, maybe the birth or the dawning of a profound attention. And what might that be like for you? So thank you very much for practicing and being here and exploring this whole terrain of mindfulness.